I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Head and neck cancer nurse navigators are often included in the medical team for patients diagnosed with head and neck cancer. Savannah Zimmerman is here to talk about support and also the value of support groups tailored specifically to patients with head and neck cancer. Savannah is a head and neck cancer nurse navigator at MUSC Hollings Cancer Center. Savannah, when do you typically meet with a patient diagnosed with head and neck cancer, and what role do you play?
So I typically meet with our patients at their initial consult with our surgical oncologist. And at this point, they've normally been referred from an outside ENT or oral surgeons, and they're normally just now finding out that they're diagnosed with cancer. So my role as a nurse navigator is to assess for barriers that will prevent them from receiving care, as well as help them get through the different modalities of treatment in a timely and hopefully seamless manner.
Tell us about the new support group that you lead for head and neck cancer patients.
This head and neck cancer support group is for patients and caregivers. And you can be like newly diagnosed with cancer, or you can be 10 years out from your diagnosis and in survivorship. It's completely free of charge, and anyone across the state is welcome to join. And we have a virtual format as well as an in-person format.
And why was this support group started?
Any cancer diagnosis is tough, but with head and neck cancer, these patients are dealing with having the part of your body, you know, your face, your tongue, that interacts with the world, disfigured by cancer. Sometimes their speech and swallowing function can even be impaired. And, you know, this leads our patients to being uncomfortable going out in public or going to social gatherings. And sometimes it's hard for them to go on with their normal lives, and this can lead to feelings of isolation or depression.
And what are some of the typical concerns that head and neck cancer patients might have that can be addressed or come up in some of these meetings?
So a common concern that we have for patients who have received treatment is at times they want to know, well, what are some tips and tricks that can help me, you know, be able to feel more comfortable when I go out in public? And so one of our guest speakers is going to be our speech and language pathologist who can help with swallowing function.
And from your perspective, do you see a support group like this as being important over the long haul, not just during the treatment stage for head and neck cancer survivors?
Yes, I think the fact that we have this support group open to patients from all across the state gives patients a chance to connect with one another and build meaningful, hopefully lifelong connections with one another, and they can help each other get through this treatment.
How can people get more information about this head and neck cancer support group?
If you just do a quick Google search and type in MUSC Hollings Cancer Center, the Hollings Cancer Center page will come up. And in the search engine, just type support group, and the head and neck cancer support group is listed on that page.
In addition to support groups, what about the importance of help from friends and family?
Well, I think having friends and family is one of the most important ways to get our patients through this. We also need friends and family to help bring our patients to their visits and be with them as they go through, you know, some of the most difficult treatments they may ever have to face.
Savannah, thanks for this information about the importance of support and support groups for head and neck cancer patients.
Thank you for having me, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.